The Russian National Orchestra takes us to the bottom of the clock with Sergei Prokofiev's Semyon Kotko, the overture, and you're with 96.3 in Toronto, 102.9 in Collingwood, 103.1 in Coburg, the New Classical FM, and the Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore. To our look at the arts now. Western orchestral music blended with the sounds of the Canadian North. Indigenous Inuit throat singing. If you've ever seen these singers perform on TV or maybe been lucky enough to witness the craft in person, you know how powerful this technique can be. We're listening to a moment taken from a work composed back in 2008 when Maestro Kent Nagano and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra commissioned world-renowned Canadian composer Alexina Louis to imagine what throat singing and classical music could sound like blended together, specifically for an audience in Quebec's far north, Nunavik, as the Montreal Symphony Orchestra prepared to make its first tour of the region. The result was Take the Dog Sled. Alexina Louis has been a champion of contemporary composition for over five decades. She's won two Juno Awards and is a recipient of the Order of Canada. She was born in Vancouver, where she started her schooling before completing her studies in California. Since those early days in the 1970s, she's been commissioned to write works that have been performed all over the U.S., Canada, and concerts in Japan and China. What's striking about her career is just how varied it has been musically. Her pioneering compositions using electronic sounds, solo piano works for children that are part of the repertoire used today at the Royal Conservatory of Music, her well-known piece O Magnum Mysterium in memoriam Glenn Gould. There was a theme for Expo 86 in Vancouver, her commissions with the Canadian Opera Company and the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and film scores for titles like Last Night and The Five Senses. Last year, the Esprit Orchestra decided to take another look at the music performed in Northern Quebec back in 2008 with the MSO and make a recording of it. The process was Herculean in effort. It was released on Naxos late last year. Alexina Louis, welcome to the Oasis.
I'm delighted to speak with you.
Take us back to 2008. Kent Nagano and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, they're setting out for Nunavik in Quebec's far north for the first time. And with that historic moment, they come to you and they say what?
They called me and asked me if I would be interested in writing a piece for them for two Inuit throat singers and seven instrumentalists to be taken up north to Nunavik. And it was to be performed in three communities up north, and also in, at that time, Place des Arts.
You've handled so many different forms and genres of music in your career, but it's pretty exotic what you're talking about. You've got Indigenous throat singing, the Western classical. Is it joy or terror when somebody hands you that task?
Well, I guess it's a little of both. One is always thrilled when you get a phone call from an organization like the Montreal Symphony. And
sure.
But two live Inuit throat singers who don't, and, you know, they don't read music. So you have to approach this in a completely different way because they will be playing with musicians of the Montreal Symphony.
You do sometimes hear that. I know speaking with the group Kune here in Toronto, that when you include cultures that aren't necessarily used to working with a Western classical symphony orchestra or Indigenous cultures, you have a whole different mode of musical thinking that you have to blend together.
That's right. And I think people probably think of writing music as a pleasant kind of, almost a hobby, where you sit down and some wonderful ideas just come to you. And it's not like that at all. It's really, really hard work. And inspiration does strike you, but as with other kinds of creation, sometimes it comes after a lot of hard work.
Right.
I had to really think about this project because I didn't want to just stick two different things together, but to actually find a way to have them work together to make a meaningful piece.
Yeah.
it took a lot of thinking and a lot of doing. I found that unnerving because this one had, you know, these particular circumstances involved with the performance of the piece and also with throat singing itself, which is between two Inuit women. And it's a fantastic interplay of sounds that they pass back and forth, back and forth. And the sound comes from their diaphragm, and sometimes it's rather musical, sometimes it's guttural. Sometimes they are imitating animals or the wind or the sound of water. To integrate two musics to make something whole and new and exciting and put them together so that you do honor to both. Well, I was scared out of my wits when I finally said yes.
Were you at those Northern Quebec performances and seeing that?
Yes, I was.
Take us into that moment.
You know, I knew the piece was good because we had actually played it in Place des Arts. So I knew it worked, but I wondered how the Nunavik audiences would feel. How would they feel hearing the traditional throat songs that they actually know? And the people up north know these throat songs because they actually have these competitions where different pairs of singers compete. So my heart fluttered a little bit, even though I knew that I had written my heart out, really. But how would they respond? Because in those remote communities, some of them may never have heard a bassoon live in their life, right? A trombone, a percussionist, the audience was packed with the community, and there was a buzz in the air, and so there was my piece. And I thought, wow, you know, it's actually new music. It doesn't sound like a film score, and it embraces throat singing. But will they think that I've done something horrible to their throat singing?
Right.
You know, at the end, people were cheering and really excited that we were there.
Twelve years later, tell us a little bit about going back to the material and what opportunity that gave you.
We went into the studio the day after the performance in Kerner Hall. Alex Pluck, the conductor, and I mixed it with the sound engineer. And that's a whole nother level of making sure things are balanced and making sure that the throat singers are in the right balance with the ensemble. This wonderful power, this deeply human sound that works its magic. It's, you know, coming from their very souls. It's music that originally the women sang in igloos to pass the time, and they compete with each other and win a prize. As Evie, the throat singer, said to me, "Oh, you win anything, a needle, a pelt, or even a man." It's an unusual ensemble. It's not like you're writing for a string quartet,
right?
Which two throat singers plus seven musicians who have to play very well because the music is written very intricately and interconnectedly. We worked so hard. The performers are exceptional. Alex conducted with energy, and the players are playing with energy, and Evie and Akinesi are singing with a lot of verb. It was just wonderful, and we spent a lot of time mixing to have this recording so that people know what my intentions were when I wrote it is really wonderful for me.
Alexina Louis, very special to have you here. It's been quite a journey for this particular piece and so many of your works over the years, and very special that you were able to join us here this afternoon.
It was delightful to speak with you about a piece I care a lot about.